Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now we're into hour two. Congressman Ron Paul from Texas will be joining us in the next hour. Talk about the draft, Patriot Act 2, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the New World Order, Bush cutting Taiwan loose, you name it. By the way, the Communist Chinese are thanking Bush again today for what he did cutting Taiwan loose, changing 53 years of treaty obligations. It's now coming out what we could already tell from the evidence that Saddam had been held for at least 3 weeks by the Kurds, and that was a staged capture. Then you watch the video of Colonel Hinckley telling the troops, keep their mouths shut, let me tell you the official story. And that was on CNN, of all places. They don't even hide this stuff. It's amazing. We're on the heightened terror alert. Members of FEMA, federal and state, have said that if we go to a red alert, we're all going to be basically slaves and have no rights. Well, the comment was by Sid Casperson, virtually all your liberties will be stripped away. You'll be an enemy combatant if you leave your home. That's the head of FEMA operations in New Jersey and Gannett News Service. That is, by the way, in Police State 3, total enslavement. We're about to go to Garrett and Brandon and John and Jonathan and many, many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's talk to Garrett in Louisiana. Go ahead, Garrett.
How you doing, Alex, man?
Fine, my friend.
Well, man, yeah, things are coming down heavy. And I was wondering when you're going to have Jim Rawls on again as a guest on your show.
Jim who?
Jim Rawls, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse author.
Oh, John Wesley Rawls, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to interview him.
We need to get...
I also want to interview Mr. Chittum of Civil War II.
Yeah, that's a good book, too. It's a good book also. It's a little bit, you know, different race type issues, but it's a scenario, and it is maybe
well,
what could go
minute, down. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Reading that book, it just talks about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they are creating racial divides. They are balkanizing the country.
I'm not saying he's a racist. It's just that it shows what's going to happen. And I'm in one of the worst places that I could ever want to be. But anyway, people would like, for instance, a man out there at Christmas time has went and bought, paid $1,000 for his wife a ring. I would suggest he take it back if he's got the receipt and go buy him a weapon and some ammunition because things are fixing to get bad.
A lot of people are saying that, and my antenna are up, and I don't mean for Christmas, but here before the election, I've got a really bad feeling from all the evidence I'm looking at, kind of doing a prime projection on what I see happening, and I tell you, we're on the razor's edge. If we get the word out about who's behind the terror, we may back them off, but that is... statistically, that's the minority future I see.
Yes, sir. And I'm glad you had Ron Paul on talk about Patriot Act 2. And a friend of mine listens to your show regularly. Says that you discussed it the other day that they had ramrodded it through the 1st of December. And I'd like to hear more about that. But keep going, man. Every day, you know, this movement and this effort is like a football team. Everybody's got their part to play, and, you know, everybody's got to be a team player, and you're doing your part, and we're doing our part. Just God bless, and keep going, man.
Well, thank you, Garrett. You too, my friend. All right, your calls coming up, and more news after this quick break. It's all about freedom, all about liberty, all about chronicling the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. I mean, folks... these people are absolute total criminals. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm about to go back to your calls. Everybody be patient. Let me just recap some top stories, hit a few I haven't gotten to yet in detail, then we'll go right back to your calls. The toll-free number to join us on this Open Line Monday edition, 1-800-259-9231. We got him, Kurds say they caught Saddam Hussein. Saddam held by Kurds, drugged and left for U.S. troops. That's out of ABC News. Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. troops only after he had been taken prisoner by Kurdish forces, drugged and abandoned, ready for American soldiers to recover him, a British newspaper has reported, according to British intelligence. Also, a respected photographer and journalist for a major Australian newspaper, The Weekend Australian, and you can see the photos on my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Saddam's got an injection port, an IV port on his arm. He looks totally drugged out and beaten, worse than he looked 8 days ago when they captured him, supposedly. Very serious. They're saying they're going to try Saddam. Well, it could take a few years to even get the trial going, so he'll be tortured properly, just like our troops that were shot down over Vietnam would say whatever the Vietnamese wanted him to say. Don't worry, Saddam will say whatever the globalists want him to say. He won't talk about how he's business partners with the entire Bush crime family. Saddam verdict expected to take 5 years. Iraq officials and judges involved in setting up Baghdad's new war crimes court have revealed that Saddam Hussein's trial would not be finished for 5 years, despite the clamor for speedy justice since his arrest last week. The desire among many ordinary Iraqis for their former dictator to be tried rapidly must be sacrificed to the need for a full and open hearing that satisfies international legal standards, officials said. It will obviously cause impatience among the Iraqi people, but I don't think that there is anything that can be done about that. No, he's got to spend a lot of time in the Ministry of Love, like Winston did in 1984, and then he can love Big Brother. And he did get visited by the torture master, Dr. Chalibi, who's the admitted number two man for the Shah of Iran for torture, also convicted bank robber, wanted by our allies in Jordan for stealing $300 million from a bank. But, again, it's good when we torture, bad when Saddam tortures. We've got to learn the double think. Rumsfeld says we may need a bigger army. Donald Rumsfeld tells Time magazine. We may need a bigger army, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld tells Time in this week's Person of the Year double issue on newsstands for 2 weeks beginning Monday, December 22nd. Ooh, I've got to have one of those. Rumsfeld has been under pressure from Congress to expand the military by at least two divisions or 20,000 troops. Time's Washington Bureau Chief Michael Duffy and Pentagon correspondent Mark Thompson report the Secretary resisted the pressure over the summer and fall, but in his conversation with Time, he said he was studying it more closely now, opening the door to a deal. And news is out of Washington, they're getting ready to pass the draft after the next terror attack, folks, so get ready for that. Really serious news that we need to cover here. Dollar drop becomes more ominous. This is out of Reuters. After months of looking at nothing but the bright side of a weaker dollar, investors are starting to look at the darker side of its struggle against the euro. There's no struggle. Bush has had Snow, Treasury Secretary, out bad-mouthing it, saying a dropping dollar is good. Demand for the dollar has been dampened by concerns about the widening U.S. current account deficit. We have a $43 trillion deficit. And expectations that benchmark U.S. interest rates will remain low. For most of the past 6 months, that has seen a positive for the most part, as U.S. goods and services became cheaper compared with those produced overseas. Folks, there are no American goods to speak of. Maybe a toilet plunger, maybe napkins, something like that. No, the trade deficit got bigger than ever in the last 6 months, by the way. Now, though, investors are looking at the pace of the dollar's decline, fearing that an orderly drop in demand may turn into a rout. See, 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, the World Economic Forum in Switzerland said we want an orderly drop and decline of the dollar so the American middle class doesn't struggle. And then I've heard NPR a month ago bragging, yes, they will teach Americans how to live in their means. We're being turned into a third world country, folks. Indeed, this past week, several large companies said the weak dollar continues to be a boon to corporate results. Oh, yes. General Mills, folks, says they're making more money on their cereal. That's a vital, vital thing there. Doomsday scenario. Few are expecting such a doomsday scenario, but with the dollar at a 7-year low against the Swiss franc, an 11-year low against the British pound, and the euro enjoying an 18% gain this year, investors are hoping that the dollar is closer to the bottom than not. If the reluctance to hold U.S. securities spreads to U.S. treasuries, interest rates will also rise, potentially jeopardizing the economic recovery. Folks, this is one of the slickest forms of inflation. And it usually takes 6 months to a year after a currency drops for the full effects to be felt. That is, your dollar in the last year and a half has dropped by 36%. 18% this year alone. 36% in the last, 18, 19 months. Now it's 20 months, excuse me. Coming up on 2 years. And it's dropping about a cent a week against the euro. That's massive, folks. That's massive. That's huge. Now, why do you think the stock market is up by about 6%? Because if the dollar's down by 36%, it's going to take more dollars to buy that stock, and so the stocks should, if we were just staying even, go up by 36%. But it only went up by 6%. It's fluctuating between 5 and 7%, the stock market being up from its low of 2.5 years ago, or right before 9/11 and right after 9/11. So there's your inflation. And in the next few months, you're going to start seeing the price of items across the board go up. And if you have money in the bank, it has been devalued by 30%+. Another fear is that strengthening global economy will make it harder for U.S. to fund its current account deficit. Yeah, people aren't buying the treasury bonds, folks. And investors move into strengthening currencies and cyclical economic regions like Asia. The U.S. also faces a unique problem in the commodities, such as oil and base metals are priced in the dollars. Because then dollars can't buy as much oil. You understand? It can't buy as much coal oil, as much natural gas. And remember, this is very important, folks, that this also affects Social Security. It affects the entire government. So what do you think about them apples, my friends? We'll get into more of the news here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Great show, man. Listen, I got through to the call screener this morning on Rush Limbaugh's show. Let me tell you how I was treated. Just to prove again that he's nothing but a puppet, the call screener asked me, what do you want to ask? And I said, well, he had Tom Ridge on this morning. I don't know if you knew that, but he had Tom Ridge on his show for about four or five minutes asking stupid questions and not giving him any hard questions. And I said, well, I'd like to ask him how come he wants to legalize 8 million illegal aliens. And I no sooner got that out of my mouth, the guy said, well, you're going to have to call his office in Washington, D.C. Click. They don't want that kind of a call on their program, Alex.
Yeah, that's why I told you. You should have said, I love Ridge. I'm sick of these liberals. And I mean, do that voice. You will be on the air instantly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I was going to also ask them, how come they have this orange or red alert, whatever it is, And then Tom Ridge was on there. He's saying, yeah, well, we're safer than ever now because we really have a lot more out there. We've been working hard at this. And I wanted to ask him, well, how come the borders are still wide open? I mean, I have a lot of questions for these people.
That'd be a perfect question for Ridge or for Limbaugh. You know, they're so conservative. Why are they for amnesty? They say 8 million. It's more like 25 to 30 million illegals here. Why are you for amnesty for them? Why are you accepting their fake matricula cards? But of course not. We can't allow that. We've got to keep the illusion of conservatism going. Don't want to rile up 20 million people that could save this country if they weren't sucking their thumbs.
And I also wanted to ask why the governor of Illinois wants to give driver's licenses to 500,000 illegals in the state of Illinois alone.
Well, they always say 500,000. It'll be more than that.
Yeah, well, that's what they estimate. But whatever it is, whatever number, it doesn't matter. I know that then they'll be able to vote.
Well, I know this now. If you have a parking ticket in most states, you can't get a license or renew it. But, yeah, illegals can walk in, no ID, no nothing. Here's your driver's license in a bunch of states and cities now. And, that's Homeland Security.
And they also showed the pictures at O'Hare Airport here today of these black-masked men with fully automatic rifles walking around. It was Dawn said it was police on the back of their uniform, and everybody's getting used to this police state nonsense.
Well, that's it. They're equating. They'll show some Taliban, and then they'll cut to the good guys in their black ski mask.
Right.
Shoving us around. Stand forth for detention. We're going to search everybody. It's part of your freedom. Good points. Anything else, John?
That's it. Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, if you want to get through on a neocon show, you got to do this. I just love what they're doing. I'm sick of these liberals.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, coming up, Israel planning to attack Iran. That's what they're saying. Clinton agrees with Bush that Saddam is al-Qaeda, of course. More on RFID tracker chips. Police call for remote button to stop all your cars. Parents told shouting at youth football matches is child abuse. That's right, folks. Now shouting at your children. Power restored to San Francisco. What was behind that? China thanks Bush again for Taiwan stance. Buffett saw terror threat before it happened. Yeah, I know you did. And much, much, much more. I would like to hear from some of these callers. about this news coming out by British intelligence that Saddam had been captured weeks before by the Kurds, and that whole capture by U.S. troops was staged. Let's go ahead and go to Jonathan in Georgia. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I can understand why the Kurds would want to torture Hussein to some extent after the gassing and all, but and I think it was okay for the U.S. to torture. I think it was a colonel that tortured that run Iraqi during an interrogation by grazing his ear with bullets, and he got discharged for that. That was like a couple of months ago or something like that. I don't know if you remember that, but I don't know where this thing. It sounds to me like if it's okay for everyone else to torture but us, that sounds like Geneva Convention rhetoric to me.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. Because you obviously disagree with me, and I want to keep you on because I want to flesh this out, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So if we hit this break, don't hang up.
No.
Okay, I want to go over something here with you.
Yeah.
Number one, you can't trust a government that will torture. Number two, you can't trust what comes out of confessions from torture. History shows this. Number three, I would imagine you think Joseph Mengele was bad for torturing people. I would imagine you think Fidel Castro is bad for torturing. I would imagine you think those people were bad for torturing, correct?
Yeah.
So, how would it be okay for our government to torture people?
Well, in the case of that colonel that got discharged, he helped save soldiers from an ambush or something during a raid they were having. They were planning.
Okay. Did you know that in the Revolutionary War, we didn't torture anybody and we treated the Redcoats with respect, and that ended up helping us? Did you know the British did torture and that blew up in their face? So you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what I saw in a Mel Gibson.
Hold on. The Northern Vietnamese, when our jets would get shot down, would torture people. And they said, oh, it's to get intelligence. Now, are you saying it was okay for them to torture our pilots? It would save communist lives.
Alex, there were no pilots. We didn't even dive bomb those guys.
Oh, you're saying pilots didn't get tortured by Vietnam?
There were no pilots. Our planes weren't allowed to go over there. We weren't allowed to bomb them. We weren't allowed to gather intelligence. We weren't allowed to do anything.
You really are, sir, we did have soldiers. We did have a lot of pilots captured. Now come on.
No, you know we weren't allowed to bomb or do anything.
No, sir.
I've heard you admit it before.
Sir, John McCain was in custody. Are you saying we didn't have people shot down and tortured?
Who could be shot down when we're not allowed to fly over it? Otherwise, we'd have bombed the daylights out of them.
How long you been listening to this show?
A couple of years.
And all this time listening, you don't know that we had people shot down over Vietnam?
Well, Alex, I did a whole report for a history class once on Vietnam, so...
Oh, you
I
did
know.
A history class?
I was all over the library.
Sir, do you know about the SAM missile batteries? You didn't know we had thousands of aircraft shot down?
There were no aircraft. We weren't allowed
thousands,
to bomb
Thousands.
Doing if we weren't allowed to bomb them. Answer me that.
That was Hanoi we couldn't bomb. Now, let me stop you for just a second because I'm trying to understand this. Okay, fine. There weren't any pilots shot down in Vietnam. You're wrong, but let's just say you're right.
All right.
Let's go back to torture here. Okay? You cannot trust confessions from people that have been tortured. You can't trust governments that torture. How can you say Joseph Mengele is bad? Or how can you say that, you know, the Russians were bad for torturing, but we're good when we do it?
Because we don't torture. We don't torture our criminals. We beat them up a lot sometimes. I see it on cops every week.
But that's not torture, beating somebody up. Beating somebody up isn't torture? Putting a bag over their head? Hey, I tell you what, stay there, please, my friend. I'm being nice to you. All right? Just stay there, Jonathan, will you? Because I want to hear some more from you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Kim and Mark and Alan and Sean and others, your calls are coming up and a lot of the different news items I was mentioning. Police call for remote control button of your cars. You know, the hardware is already in your ignition for all the new cars built in the last 7-8 years. Some cases, 9-10 years, but it became mainstream about 7-8 years ago. And a lot of other key issues coming up. Congressman Ron Paul in the next hour to talk about the draft, Patriot Act 2, the ballooning deficit, the open borders, all of that. Jonathan in Georgia called into the show, and he disagrees with me, so I respect him for that, and I'm going to treat him with some respect. I got into an argument with him about torture being a bad thing, and he said, well, I agree with that officer who fired the gun by the guy's ear to make him talk and save lives. I thought we were going into Iraq because Saddam tortured people, which he did. He was hired by the CIA in 54, trained for 2 years in torture, assassination. Fort Benning, Georgia, right through 1990, was training tens of thousands of Republican Guard. That was one of the main groups there. This is congressional funding reports, folks, in torture. Electrodes to genitals, rubber hoses, lights, all of that. But Jonathan says that our police beat people up, but that's not torture. Let me ask you a question. If we're going to Iraq to stop the torture, which isn't the case, Bush said in the PNAC document it was for the oil and weapons sales and to use Iraq as a military base, but let's just say you're right, Why then would torture be okay for our troops to carry it out? Would you like to try to answer that question for me?
Because he was trying to look after his men when he shot the thing at the guy's ear. What more do you need to know?
Well, we saw a local newscast for these guys who were acquitted, by the way, for the yogurt shop murders, when they obviously didn't do it here in Austin, and the cop put a gun to his head and cocked it. And they put that on the news, and people said, oh, good, put guns to people's heads. Sir, that's not America. We never had to act like that before, and now the more we do it, the more trouble. You know,
well,
I read law enforcement.
Hold on a second.
I read law enforcement magazines all the time where they say, well, if it'll save lives, maybe we should torture. Government has more power than anybody else. You want to restrict their powers, even if it means some bad things are going to happen, because bad people generally get control of those levers of control. If they're going to torture in Iraq, they're going to torture here, buddy. And there's cases every week of police torturing people, getting convicted for it. You better hope torture doesn't get normalized. Now, go ahead.
Well, for one thing, as far as law enforcement is concerned, I'm always hearing about gadgets that are non-lethal and shoot nets and rubber-coated bullets and all this other junk that they're trying not to do to save the criminals' lives. But I don't know what you're reading.
Stop right there. Let's take it point by point. You talk about when you're at a rally and they run up and spray babies in the face with mace and say you shouldn't be here and fire rubber bullets at crowds of old women.
What old women? There are no old women at those rallies. Those are workers.
Oh, yes, they got many of it in Portland, Oregon. Hey, buddy, you just said that we didn't have planes shot down in Vietnam and that our men weren't tortured.
That's because they weren't allowed to fly over.
That shows the most complete and total lack of history. And you know what? You're not alone, Jonathan. Let me tell you something. Over two-thirds of college administrators and students didn't know what the First Amendment was in a poll of 339 universities. So you know what? I know a lot of people are like you, but I care about you. I care about you being a free person, Jonathan. What are you going to do when you find out that we had thousands of jets and prop planes and C-130s and B-52s and Thunder Chiefs and tons of aircraft.
And I expect you expect me to believe that they all just shot the Vietnamese and bombed them and everything else.
What? Yes, we had a war from 1964 to 1972, 1973, and we lost thousands
because
of pilots.
Allowed to
very
bomb.
Brave men. Yes, and the Vietnamese did torture them. They had them on TV saying America was bad after they'd been tortured. Yes, that did happen. Yes, it did. And torture's wrong. Anything else, Jonathan?
I mean, I don't know. What are you reading about law enforcement magazines? What law enforcement?
Firearms and Weapons of Law Enforcement, April 2001 issue, page 46, gets into how wonderful torture is. You don't have a memory like that, do you, Jonathan? I wish you did.
Well, I would like to hear an excerpt.
You need to see my film Road to Tyranny, where they say how good torture is. Have you seen them on the news saying how good torture is?
Alex,
let me throw something else out here at you.
Let me talk.
I'll let you talk in a minute. Listen to me. General Rick Baucus, a two-star general, resigned. Then they said, no, you're fired. Last year, because he refused to torture people at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. Okay? Do you understand that? They've been torturing and killing people. They lined up 3,000 Afghans and machine gunned them. That's admitted. And they're not even real Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so they would just martyr these Afghans without getting any information from them first? That makes sense.
It's admitted. Just like Vietnam's admitted, buddy, and you don't know about it.
Listen to me. That's not smart strategically.
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to common sense. I'm on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations. Do you know why I'm on those stations? Because most of those station owners and managers heard me as a guest on their station 4, 5, 6, 2 years ago laying out everything that was going to happen. They didn't believe it then, but they had memories. They had IQs. They had brains. And after it all happened, they said, I don't care how wild this guy sounds, he's accurate. He's put down his predictions on videotape. He's laid out history. He's had the guest on. He's brought out the proof. He knows what he's talking about. Alex Jones has credibility. This guy that just called in, folks, and I don't want to be mean to him because I don't want to discourage that type of call, but that's the type of person. I'll be on KOA or KFI or some big 50,000 water as a guest for 2 hours or some mom and pop. We'll take 20, 30 calls, and one guy will call in like him and say there is no New World Order, there is no blah, 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 just total denial. Total denial. I remember 6, 7 years ago saying the Supreme Court was following UN orders because I had their rulings. Then a year ago, the Supreme Court started announcing, we will follow the UN's edicts. We will follow foreign courts' precedents. People said, oh my gosh, you were right. Yes, they were already doing it. They just wait to announce it until after it's in place. You already have national ID cards in 42 states. It's called your driver's license. It's federal specs, biometrics, federally controlled, federally regulated. That's admitted. There's already face scanning cameras in every major city, but they haven't announced it. They're announcing it piecemeal. You see, folks, you're not aware of this stuff. And Jonathan, I don't know what I can say to you. We're going to go to Kim and Mark and Alan and Sean and others here in a minute. I want to bring up for 5 minutes my good buddy Jim Shepherd, who I appreciate holding. Jim, did you hear that guy saying that our pilots weren't shot down in Vietnam and tortured?
Yeah, I did. And I just think that, you know, there's a lot of... It depends on where you're getting your information. You know, if you just pull up the nightly news and listen to the Ted Koppels of the world, you get this real pretty picture of the way things are and the way things ought to be. But, you know, if you dig in and you start looking a little bit below the surface, there's all kinds of information out there that quite
But you don't have to dig. You don't have to dig beneath the surface to find out what happened in Vietnam.
Well, I think that probably to the gentleman that called in, it's probably, you know, he's heard you and he hasn't heard that before, and he hasn't probably taken the time to actually look into the matter. It's just that, look, and probably his attitude is, look, Alex, you're saying something that I don't hear on the nightly news. It can't be true. And unfortunately, if you're going to want wisdom, you got to dig a little bit deeper in that.
But, I mean, I would point out that Saddam tortured people, therefore Saddam's bad, which he is, but then we're torturing it suddenly good. That is doublethink. That is doublespeak.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this this acceptance. And to a large degree, it's being accepted by American people that torture is good. And I think that the foundation for that kind of thinking is that whatever the government does is good. It can't be bad. If you think that anything in the government is bad, then you must be subversive. But the reality is, Alex, I don't care if you look at doctors, politicians, you know, most of our politicians are lawyers, and it's kind of funny to me. People say, well, lawyers are bad, they're a bunch of sharks, but somehow when they go into politics, all of a sudden they're good. I guess it's magic, and now that they're part of the government, they can do no wrong. And I think that's very fallacious thinking. And the reality is that it doesn't matter what profession you go into.
You're going to find corrupt people.
You're going to find corrupt people. You're going to find good people. And if you allow torture and we get some corrupt people in government, buddy, you might be next. We can't open that door. That is a Pandora's box. And I'd say the same thing with respect to removing Americans' rights as citizens and calling them combatants.
Well, why do you think the media every night in sitcoms, dramas, news, tortures good on 24 and Threat Matrix, tortures good? It's so the police will watch that and have their social mores altered. We're in deep trouble, Jim.
Well, I tell you, we're in deep trouble when we start saying that the ends justify the means. And one of the reasons why America has become such a success story in the history of governments is because we have been a nation of that is governed by rule of law. And once we remove that rule of law, buddy, the termites are in the building, and it's not going to be long before the building comes down. And that's why we must defend the laws and not let them be eroded and decayed away with these vain philosophies that are based on the ends justify the means.
Well,
we cannot go down
that road. Those are the doctrines of tyrants. And Jim, you've heard the national talk show host. You heard me a year ago say it, and you could hardly believe it till you heard him say it himself. Every show, put people in camps. They disagree. Torture is good. Arrest anyone that disagrees with the government. I mean, folks, this is not good. That's what Saddam Hussein did. And you know, he had his arguments for it.
Well, and I'll tell you something that else is very troubling to me, and I think it ought to trouble any red-blooded American. If there is a company in private business and they do something wrong, buddy, send them to jail. If the guy out in the street does something wrong, send them to jail. If somebody within the government does something wrong, then all of a sudden it becomes, well, let's investigate it and bury it in 1,000 pages of documents and stretch it out until the public no longer concerns, and when it goes away, let's give the guy a promotion. And unfortunately, that is the modus operandi that we are seeing across the board in government right now.
They gave Lon Horiuchi a medal for blowing a woman's head off who had a baby in her arms.
And so, see, these are troubling things.
And the Solicitor General, Clinton Solicitor General, in an 11th Circuit Court of Appeals case in 2000 said, if a citizen kills somebody in cold blood, it's bad. If a Fed does it, it's okay. We follow different rules. He actually said that. We cannot allow those precedents to be set.
No, we can't. And, you know, a number of years ago during the Clinton administration, they came out with this ruling that it was an automatic death sentence if you fired upon a federal agent doing their work, whatever. And about that time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they were having these gang members dressed up in black outfits and, jackbooted, suits, and they'd barge into people's house and say, FBI, everybody on the floor. And no warrant, no nothing, and then they proceed to rob and rape the people. Now, how does a person know the difference? If we're not going to follow the rule of law and knock on the door and say, we've got a warrant here to search the premises.
Well, that's my point, is that bad guys always wore black masks. Suddenly they say the good guy's wearing it. Jim, we got about 3-4 minutes here. You got some special Christmas stuff where you can super ship it out, cost a little more, with the big Berkey water filters. Tell them about it.
Okay. Now, we have the other specials up, and you can still order those specials until the end of December, but they will not get there till Christmas. We have 3 specials that will get to you before Christmas. This is 2-day shipping, and we will not charge you any additional shipping to do it in 2 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. The first one is the Berkey Light with the large ceramic filters for $149. The second one is the Berkey Light with the purification elements in them. Without the lights, that's $199. And the third one is the Berkey Light with the lights for $259. And you can pick any one of those 3, and we will ship them out blue label to get them to you before Christmas, no additional charge. And so that's our pre-Christmas special, Alex.
Wow, and it's a great deal to begin with. And I know that shipping's going to cost you a lot for, what, 2-3-day shipping?
Yeah, we're going to ship those out 2-day shipping, so they should arrive Wednesday. But we've got to get the orders in early today, so you need to call right now. If you call 3 o'clock this afternoon, then other arrangements will have to be made because UPS will have already come and picked up the shipments.
They make great gifts. You got a lot of different specials. Can folks, okay, so there's only 3 specials that you do this with. Give those out again.
Okay, we can do the Berkey Light with the ceramic filters for $149. We can do the Berkey Light with the Black Berkey purification elements for $199. And we can do the Berkey Light with the LED lights for $259, and there will be no additional charge to ship them out blue label to get them to.
All right, that's an amazing deal, folks. Take advantage of it right now. If you call, leave your name and number. If they don't answer, because they get a lot of calls, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, 2-day delivery, no additional charge, 1-888-803-4438. And, Jim, I'm glad that you're disgusted by all this stuff. I mean, Joseph Mengele was bad because he tortured the Nazi. But we're good if we torture. No, that is pure evil. That is the road to Hades, my friends.
Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. And again, we cannot compromise these issues. These issues have carried us in good stead, made us the most powerful nation on earth. And the concept or the thought that we're going to throw this out for a new ideology that the ends justify the means, we're going to get rid of the citizens' rights, that your rights are dependent upon a bureaucrat in Washington, what he decides about you, without maybe even knowing who you are, any of your background, strip you of your rights, and be able to send you into some sort of detention camp incommunicado, and then use torture in order to do whatever they want to do.
And all that's happening.
Absolutely un-American.
That's in the Patriot Act 1 and 2. They passed 2. They're saying torture is good. It's all happening. It's all happening. It's so sick. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Keep up the good work, Alex.
You bet, my friend. That's a great American, great products made right here in the USA. And give them a call, 888-803-4438. All right, I would have already gotten to Kim and Mark and Alan and Sean and David and everybody else, but I got off into a 10-minute argument with Jonathan. I mean, Jonathan, saying we didn't have jets shot down in Vietnam is like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. I don't have words to describe your ignorance. Unbelievable. But you think torture is okay, so, you know, there you go.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I knew that that caller earlier would spur massive phone calls saying that we didn't lose any jets in Vietnam. And we're about to go to Kim and Mark and Alan and Sean. We got Ron Paul coming up, and I'm going to hold him back a little bit just to get to these. Before I do that, if you believe in this show and what we're doing, you need to get my videos, Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Just all the films are excellent. $25.95 a piece. $20 when you order three or more. They're all over 2 hours. Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, is excellent. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Order the videos. Order the books. Order the other great titles I carry by Tex Mars and Rich Springmeyer and Eric Hupschmidt and Paul Watson. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to get my videos. Operators are there right now. Your purchase makes this show possible. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. These videos are waking people up, and your purchase supports the show. Now, Pastor Butch Paws, a decorated Vietnam veteran, host on this network, he brought in, you know, saw the dead bodies from the jet pilots and the other pilots. And then we'll go to Kim and Mark and Alan and Sean. But Pastor Butch, you called in because you heard that Jonathan character saying none of our people got shot down in Vietnam, but torture's good. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I read something call in your program because you got the callers backed out forever, but I had to share this. Jonathan scared me more than any standing army could, because a man that ignorant is a dangerous citizen. He's dangerous not only to himself, but the whole country. I was in Vietnam, and I don't mind telling Jonathan this. I was also in Laos, which was totally illegal in 1969. We were not supposed to be there. I was in Laos. I was in communications. I saw the dead bodies brought in. I saw the plane wreckage brought in. I don't know where Jonathan's coming from, but Jonathan, I am 55 years old, a Vietnam veteran. I saw these things with my own eyes, and I don't know where you got your history from, but my friend, you have been lied to, and you need to pay attention to the truth and quit believing these talking heads on TV, because they're going to destroy you and your family.
We had as high a rate as in the worst parts of World War II. They would send out a dozen jets, and many times six or seven would come back. I know we lost over 2,000 pilots of fixed-wing aircraft. We lost thousands and thousands of helicopter pilots. My uncle was shot down multiple times.
Yes.
This guy calls in and says it didn't happen.
But Alex, my job in the military, I was in communication. My job was Morse code tracking our jets flying the missions, and they got very upset if I lost the jet with the signals going across. Don't tell me they weren't there. I tracked them. I know they were there because I'm the one who sent the grids out there to keep them on satellite and on radar. I know they were there. I tracked them.
Well, everybody knows they got him and tortured the living daylights out of him, and then I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I don't either, Alex, but he's a product of the dumbed-down society of America, that the ones who watch ABC and the rest of the communist broadcasting stations, CNN, all of them.
We got 1 minute left, Pastor.
Okay, well,
I'll
come
back
is,
and take calls.
Okay,
Jonathan,
take care.
Now, hold on. I want you to tell me, why is torture bad?
Torture is bad because it's immoral, unscriptural, ungodly, and it's never been done in this country before that I know of. Probably has behind the scenes, but if we legalize this and make it right, our nation is all but gone now, Alex. One more step like that, and judgment will come on this country like you're not going to believe.
And the Vietnamese did torture our people.
Yes, they did torture our people, and that is a fact that I can tell. I can give them names of prisoners of wars, and you mentioned one, McCain, supposedly tortured, who would tell him, yes, they were tortured.
But not according to this guy.
Yeah, the poor boy needs to get his eyes open before it's too late. Alex, thanks a lot for bringing me on.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to come back and get your calls in, Ron Paul. Stay with us, folks. Third hour. That's what I'm fighting against, though. I mean, people that don't know how many continents there are, what the First Amendment is, where Iraq is, what the three branches of government are, they don't know anything. But they are for torture, though. Oh, yeah.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.